If you're looking for the perfect gift, you're covered with a gift that's sure to wow. Taste of Chicago ships Lou Malnati's legendary deep dish pizzas nationwide. Plus, they ship other Windy City favorites too. Visit tasteofchicago.com to order today.
Let's do the best of speed jokes now. Thanks for sending them in to John Williams at WGNradio.com. What was the best joke we told? Was it joke of the week number one? Hey, Dave, I was Christmas shopping Saturday, and this real pretty clerk came up to me and compared me to Brad Pitt.
Nice. What'd she say?
She said, "You don't look anything like Brad Pitt." What she said. There's joke of the week number two.
Crazy thing, John. I don't know what a globe is.
Right.
And over the weekend, I met another person who doesn't know what a globe is.
It's a small world, Dave. Joke of the week number three. Hey, Dave, if by any chance you and Karen are going to be alone this Christmas season with nobody to spend it with, I want you to let me know.
Oh, that's awful nice of you, John.
Because we're having a lot of people over. We could borrow some chairs, if you don't mind. Got any extra chairs, Dave? Even a sofa cushion or two we could use? Here's joke of the week number four. I don't want to say I'm having a rough holiday season, but I just posted a selfie and people replied with "get well soon." I posted a selfie, Dave, and my insurance rates went up. Hey, Dave, I posted a selfie and my psychologist called and said, "Get on over." Hey, Dave, I posted a selfie and I got a job in a Tums commercial.
The last one really
hurts.
What's
that all about? I don't know, John. Here's joke of the week number six. Hey, Dave, what's the difference between a tornado in Illinois and the Chicago Bears?
I don't know, John. What?
You're more likely to see a tornado touchdown.
Ah, got him.
Here's the next one. Speaking of football, Dave, they're announcing who's playing in the bowl games this year.
I know that, John.
I hear the toilet bowl is going to have number one and number two.
That's my favorite. All right. My favorite.
How old are you?
I am 9 years old. Here's joke of the week number eight. Speaking of drone invasions, my pastor went on and on for about an hour and a half on Sunday. That's not what we're talking about, John. Here's number nine. Knights of the Round Table needed some obscure information, Dave. Who'd they turn to?
I don't know. Who?
Search engine. How did that make the top cuts of the week? Here's number 10. Hey, Dave, I could have been a famous novelist or screenwriter, but I kept missing my chance by just one letter.
What do you mean?
Well, I wrote Pilates of the Caribbean and Moby Duck.
Oh, I see.
No one bought my Umpire Strikes Back, and Lizard of Oz had real potential,
Dave. Tough break there, John.
Here, read this, Dave. It's my latest.
The French Confection.
Yeah. Haven't moved any of those units. It's no Hunger Winter or World War II novel. Here's number 11. Here are some little-known facts lost in the legends of King Arthur.
Okay.
When a king had a bad case of boils, he called upon Sir Lancelot. It was Sir Lance.
I got it, John.
A lot. And then the Round Table was actually designed by a lesser-known knight.
Sir Comfort?
Yes, and a battle was lost when the king gave critical orders to the wrong knight, Dave.
And who was that?
That was Sir Render. All right, I hope that joke is over. Here's joke number 12. I don't want to say that I've put on some weight lately, Dave, but when I butt dial now, it often becomes a conference call. That's not bad. Okay, that one's pretty good. Here's number 13.
In the following scene, Dave Bennett will portray 1970s-era ABC 7 newsman Fahey Flynn.
Wow.
And John Williams will star as newsman John Drury.
How do you do? Scientists have discovered what's believed to be the world's largest bedsheet.
More on this story as it unfolds. Dave with a great ad lib there. And finally, hey, Dave.
Yes.
I have something to say to you, weather-wise, penny-wise, otherwise.
Thank you, John. Those are wise words.
Hey, Dave, you are welcome for my saying that. It's all about that bass, no treble.
Thank you, John. That's sound advice.
We had to share the speed joke list that day because somebody couldn't find it. Was later spotted about 2 inches from his nose. All right, what was the joke of the week, Dave Bennett, please?
I was going to go with the selfies, but I like the butt dial.
The butt dial, it's a conference call. I put on a little weight, you know. Steve Alexander?
I was going to go with the missed it by one letter, all of those things you wrote, but I like the conference call, too.
Butt dial gets another vote. Bob Kessler in the WGN Radio Newsroom.
Toilet bowl.
Yeah, I'm number one and number two.
He's 9 years old, too.
Who are we kidding here?
And sensibility, humor, sensibility, yes.
Thanks for sending your jokes to John Williams at WGNradio.com. I'll randomly select a name in a second here. Someone will win a coveted Speed Jokes coffee mug.